So in Ana Rosh Hashanah, and the morning after Slichah, so everybody's a little tired, we're going to learn the Simon Tafkuf Pei Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, which refers to the Simonim of Rosh Hashanah. Simonim of Rosh Hashanah, what do we do? And obviously I'm talking here because this is a halacha shir, so we're going to see how we look at this in halacha in Simonim. Usually all these, you know, zgulas and things like that are not halacha things, they're added things. This thing's actually brought down halacha. So let's go into this sugya, and we'll see some nefkiminis lemaise regarding all the different things that we do in Rosh Hashanah as a good simon or a bad simon, a good omen, a bad omen, which seems to be something which doesn't usually fit in shtim with usual Yiddishkeit. So let's see. We're going to start with the Gemara. The Gemara is on the top of the page, Krisus Tafel with base, going into Vav and Aleph, 5b, which is also a Gemara, which is brought down in Horius. Horius, the shortest Masechta in Shas. The Gemara brings over there, and that if you base them off towards the end of the Masechta, the Gemara brings the same exact words, except one thing, one word that is different, and hopefully we'll see that. I didn't bring the Gemara in Horius in this page, but we'll see that this one difference. So the Gemara brings the following. Tanya Rabbanan, Ein Moishchim Samalachim Ela Alamayim. You go ahead when you appoint a king, speaking about appointing a president, appointing a king, which is the king of Am Yisrael, and you do Mashiach, putting in the oil, you do it on the river. Why? It's a good simon, good sign. The river has Mashiach, goes on forever, so also the Malchus will continue for a long time. So Gemara brings a pasuk that you do it over there. Now the Gemara brings a few other simonim. Omar Aviyami, Ayman Debay Leida, Imosh Choshasa Iloy, he wants to know if his year is going to be good or not. The word or not is a discussion of this, where these words exist in all of your sources. So now, as we'll see in a second. He takes a candle in the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah. He puts it in a room that has no wind. If the candle, you know, goes nicely, he knows his year is going to be good. That's one simon. Okay, man, the iski wants to do a business. By near day, mitzlach iski lo, he wants if his business will be successful or not. Near bitanigoy, you should fed and you should feed a chicken. Ishom and yeshavar, the chicken, you know, gains a lot of weight and because fat. Near the matzach, he knows the business will be successful. And if not, the Gemara doesn't say if not, but that's what comes out. The Gemara brings a third simon. Hi, man, the bay nipuk baruch, he wants to go to the way. Uvai denei deyodu leveso. He wants to know, will he return, or that will be his last journey in this earth? Neol niku bebeis, he should stand in a house, the behato, which is dark. Imchazi bavul bavul, if he sees a double shade, not going into it right now, but similar we have, gabir shanim abo. So then, ne de dos heveso, that's the thing he's going to know. He should do that sign. The Gemara concludes on the last one, but let me say, don't do that. Sometimes maybe he's just going to get scared for no reason, and that in itself will cause him to have a bad mazel. Okay, so we'll leave that aside.
Is this one seeing a double shadow? Double
shadow, yeah. But we're not doing that, so I'm just
Because they say it's not good to follow.
The only reason I'm reading the Gemara, because I want to point out that in this case, the Gemara says, don't do it. Now the Gemara ends. Omar Abaye. Hashtoda Omar Simon Amil Sahi. Now that we know that a simon is a good thing, so then what? Yerogil inish the mechel rishatos and Rosh Hashanah. A person should eat koro, verubio, karti, silke, vitamre. The simon that we have in the Rosh Hashanah, you should have all of them on Rosh Hashanah. Now that we learned that a simon is a good thing, so you should do that on Rosh Hashanah as well. That's what the Gemara says. And that's what brought down the Torah right below the Gemara. The Torah says, he brings the Gemara, and then he ends, and the first line, Umizer robo minhogim kol mokoy mumokol lefi minogoy. There's a lot of minhogim, every place has all minhog. Koy be Ashkenaz. Shorigim lecho b'tchil sa'udo tapuach motu b'dash. It's minhog Ashkenaz to eat, dip the apple, and the honey. Loyma t'tchadish l'shon atoyim metuko. Or for Vinza, another place, you bring a lot of new things. The head of a sheep. And he brings other kings. And etc.
Which Gemara is this again?
That's a Gemara in Croesus.
And Horius has the same.
And Horius has Sigmar. So that's the both you have on top of there. So the what is the, and then other places can bring the Mefarshim bring the Zekelim bring. They really can do anything that fits with the you know with Lashonus, right? As I heard that someone does here in America, he takes raisins and he takes salary. He says, I should have a raise in my salary. Right? So he says good simon from all these things. That's what it says.
My friend does half a raisin and celery. Half a raisin salary.
Good. So now the
I'm not kidding, yeah? That's what they do.
So now that's what we learn from the Gemara, right? Now, first of all, just one point to realize. The Torah doesn't bring anything right now regarding bad stuff. So it's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Do the good things, have good fruits, it's a good simon, be great. Okay. The big question is the question that already the Rishonim ask it. The Drisha brings it over here, he points it out. And that's really a Gemara on Ibrahim Daf Yomi, is Be'ez Hashem going to learn it on Tuesday. So the Daf of Tuesday. Gemara Sanhedrin Samechei. The Gemara says, Minachish. Look, it's right below in the middle of the page on the left. What is Menachesh? Menachesh is one of the bad things. One of the Yisurim that we have. Like Menachesh, Mekoysim, Mechashef, all Yisurim, Toyer, we now do it. What is Menachesh? His bread fell out of his mouth. That's a bad omen, bad sign. Or Maklo Noflo Miyodo, he has a stick falling from his hand. Pnoi Koreloi Macharov, his kid is calling him, but behind him, bad sign, bad omen. Oyrev Kurlo, he sees a raven, you know, squeaking out there. Tzviv Sikar B'derech, a deer passed right in front of him. Nachash B'yiminoi, Shul B'smailo, he has a stick on the right. Shul's right. Signs, the person has, did all these things, you know, it's the superstitious signs. That's bad. That's bad. That's
bad. Is a cat in there?
The Gemara doesn't bring that, because Gemara didn't have that in it. But the idea is that all these things are Isur D'oraisa, Menachesh. So why you do these good signs in Rosh Hashanah? How can you do halachically? How can you do that when you have an Isur in the Gemara of Isur D'oraisa of other things?
Oh, this list is Isur D'oraisa.
Yeah, Menachesh, right? So the really, the Drisha points it out in the Torah. Let's see the Drisha inside. The Drisha says, if you look at the top of the page, you have the Drisha over there. He says, the Gemara says, now that you said, after the three examples that we had, that Simono Milsei, now that you said it, so now you do the Rosh Hashanah. What does he mean? So he says, look at the Drisha at the beginning. Hashtodom is Simono Milsei Be'almo, Ve'leis Be'mishum Nichush. You should know that Simon is not Nichush. Nichush, Menachesh, the Yisur D'oraisa, this you don't have the problem. Doesn't explain why yet. In Ken, Be'ainami, Leis Be'mishum Nichush, Shumutur. So therefore you can do it. Nichush is the Yisur D'oraisa, Menachesh. It's like you're guessing, your omens, bad signs. And the Gemara goes on and says, and he brings, he don't have a problem. Then he brings the Mordechai. And he quotes only part of the Mordechai. Now, what I brought is, I brought the Mordechai around the right of this Drisha. What does the Mordechai say? Why is that Nichush? Why not? Nichush. So it says the Mordechai, right? He has a whole list of things that you do in Rosh Hashanah, things you do in Yom Kippur, the Kapparos, that just Kapparos do. And then he says like this, in Me'acha Shezesh Sheninu, because we mentioned it in the Gemara, Ein Zeh Nichush Kim Shel Mitzvah. So the Mordechai says, you know, a simple difference. Something that you just make up on your own, black hat, nichush. That's how you saw the Raisa. But if the Gemara tells you it's okay, that's not nichush. That means it's something more substantial. Meaning, Ma'ashu from the Mordechai, what's the Mordechai saying? Really, it depends. There are some things in the world which are real, and some things in the world which are not real. You should focus on the real, you should not focus on the other. Something to that extent. Or something which comes from Kedusha, so if you're not coming from Kedusha, doesn't explain too much. That's the Mordechai. Okay, so that's one explanation. How do we answer these two Gemaras together?
That's a Mordechai, says this?
Yeah, which is a Rishon. The Meiri brings another thing. Obviously, the Meiri right in the middle, smack in the middle page. It's a long piece. But he goes ahead and he we'll start a few lines. We'll see some few lines from it. Harbed dvarim hutru lifomim shem doimim lenochash. It looks like nochash, nichush, guessing, which is a problem. But let me dech nochash chalil. That's not nochash. Ela dech simon. It's a simon. Le'orir boy la'nogotayim. So the simon is not because this is what's going to give you a good year. But by doing that, what you're going to do is you are going to me'orir for tshuva. That will cause a person to do tshuva. He You know, it just gives you the reference, gives you the feel. You're Rosh Hashanah today. It's a new year. You need a Hashanah Tovah Mesukah. Mm-hmm. You put an apple in the honey, it gives you the thought process. What do you need to focus on? That's what the Meiri says. Don't argue with the Meiri. The Meiri brings out a whole Lashon, he goes on and says, he brings the different examples of what we do Simon and Rosh Hashanah. And if you go, let's go right in the middle, towards the end of the line, he says, V'yadua shekol ze eino ela he'ara. She'ena dover toli ba'amir levad, yak b'tshuva ma'isit toivim. You can't get a good year without tshuva, without doing good deeds. No. I'm just going to eat an apple and the honey, I'll have a good year. No. How about varush? So that's what he says. But the point is if you, are you relying on the nichush? When you see a black cat walking by, it has nothing to do with what you did. It makes you scared. That's something that's a problem. But Hashanah Tovah is, I'm giving you a symbol, a sign, that we want a bracha based on our deeds, not because of that. That's the Meir is mechalik. It just causes you to go ahead and do the right thing.
But the Meiri has to also include the first opinion that you can't just make up this thing that's going to inspire you. It should be a Torah source for this inspiration. Because if you say,
that will be an Efkamina. That's exactly very good. That's what I get to. According to the Gemara, Chassimili, if you don't have it in the Gemara, you could say that the Gemara tells, I think we have a whole bunch in the back over there. The Gemara tells you that Simon Rosh Hashanah Milsim. So, you could say, even according to the Mordechai, that whatever is in Rosh Hashanah works. Because I want to tell you.
In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
You know, meaning doing a simon in Rosh Hashanah, like the raisins and the salad that we mentioned. But, he's arguing with the Meiri, because according to the Meiri, it's not, this. According to the Mordechai Bashra, the simon works, helps. The Meiri says, no, the simon doesn't do anything. Simon just inspires you.
That's it comes along with a little bracha or a tefillah, whatever you want to say.
That helps you a lot with that, right?
That's the...
The Marashos is another answer. The Marashos Chidush HaKadosh, I'll bring you on the left of the page.
I'm sorry, does the Meiri include the Mordechai?
He does not. He argues with the Mordechai.
Really?
The Pashtos, doesn't mention the Mordechai. The Marashos says the following. The Marashos says, he brings the question. Yesh Le'ashi, the first line in the middle of Yeshtash Bezem, Yeshu Dechur, Kol Zeh Yesh, Boi Yeshu Losso, Denichush. It's Denichush. What about that? How can you, what about all the Gemara and Sanhedrin, he asks? So he goes on to say, he says like this, if you go to the third line, the good comes from Hashem. It's not coming from Hashem. When a person does his sins, he causes the good to go away, and automatically the bad comes in. And then he says, and that's what he goes on to explain, he basically goes on and answers, he says, the difference is between toivo and ro. Says the Maharsha, you know what the difference is? Depends what the simon is. If the simon is for good, that's okay. Because the good comes from Hashem. So a person could do a simon in the world to bring a concept of Hashem is going to give me good. Bad doesn't come from Hashem. Bad is only when a person does a virus, because Baruch Hu has master, which is hand, and this is special. Aster, aster, panai, because Baruch Hu takes away his good, immediately becomes bad. So you're doing signs for bad, that doesn't make any sense. So says the Maharsha, that's the difference between Nichush and Simen. Simen, which is okay, is for good. Nichush, which is bad, Nichush is for you do a Simen for bad thing. So black cat, for example, the classic. What the word means is bad simens. That's what it is. Now, according to the Maharsha, if you remember the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? When the person goes to the way, he wants, if he's going to come back, he should check if he has a double shadow. So the Gemara, don't do that because maybe it'd be something bad.
Because that's a bad something.
And then the Gemara says, don't do that last one. What about the other ones? According to the Maharsha, it makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says, simon doesn't work for bad. It works only for good. So if you have a good sign, good. If you don't have no sign, then nothing. A person is going to go and misinterpret it. So in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a way to misinterpret it. But on the way, a person is misinterpreting it and cause bad mazel. Don't do that. That could be according to the Mashiach, even though it's not exactly the Mashmo, so the Lush of the Gemara, the language of the Gemara. But that's what the Mashmo says. So according to the Mordechai, the Prat is whatever the Gemara says it is, whatever is not, it's not. According to the Meiri, just to be Meir, just inspiring you. According to the Mashmo, it depends between good and bad. Now, what is the big Nefkamino over here? What's the big, comes, the big difference, La Halacha? The question is, what about bad stuff in Rosh Hashanah? As we mentioned, the Torah says the good stuff.
Yeah, like, oh God, no.
You go and you put the Tepoch. I'll speak about the bad stuff because things we have la halacha. which, for example, that's what the title of the shiur today was, not sleeping in Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see in a second. You don't sleep in Rosh Hashanah during the day. Why don't you sleep in Rosh Hashanah during the day? There's halacha not to do that.
It's a halacha.
It's a bad, we'll see, it's a bad omen, bad sign. Do we have bad signs in Rosh Hashanah?
No.
According to Marsha, no. According to Miri, also maybe not. You could argue. The Miri is to inspire you. So maybe you could do things that disinspire you, or, you know, inspire you to the wrong direction. Maybe. Marsha, maybe if it's inspiration, it should not be a problem. But according, the only one who really works with is the Mordechai. Because the Mordechai says, whatever it's mentioned, if the Gemara tells you Rosh Hashanah has signs, so then you can use it. Maybe then you use it for bad and good. So what I mentioned is the tour says only the good. If you look at the Darkimoshe, is the Ramal. He brings already the bad. He brings two signs which are bad.
The Torah is like the Marsha?
No.
You said the Torah is only the good.
Oh, the Torah just mentions the good. The works of the Marsha. Yeah, that's right. The Torah that just mentions the good may be going with the Marsha's direction. Maybe. Doesn't mention the Marsha, maybe. The Darkei Moshe says like this. Doesn't mention the Mahalach, the Marsha. He says like this. If you look at in the Darkei Moshe, in Ois Allah, the second line, he says, you want to be careful, you want to refrain from eating anything in Rosh Hashanah. We have no problem. Hakol, some people, do not eat nuts in Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because egoiz, as we'll see, is gematriochet. Voimin de egoiz be gematriochet. Egoiz is gematriochet. You're missing one aleph, but that's what it is. Another reason not to eat a goyzim. Some people don't eat a goyzim. Egoyz, bad sign. If you look later, he brings the in the middle of his base. He starts his base with a inyan tashlich, and he says we're going to do tashlich and nar. Mashra, that's also part of the simonim of Rosh Hashanah. Why we do tashlich?
This is Rabbi Feinstein saying this?
No, Da'kimoishi. Da'kimoishi is the Ramah.
Oh.
The Ramah brings. And then in the middle he says, but Yerushalmi the Rosh Hashanah. Everybody quotes Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, and the problem is, there's no such Yerushalmi. So, what does it mean? Iso Ayman de Domich Bereishato, someone who lays down to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, Domich Mazli, his mazel will go down to sleep. Velechen Yizorim Shaloi Lisha Rosh Hashanah. We're careful not to go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the commercial brings. Also a bad omen. That's a bad omen.
Were you joking? You just said that it says what you just said in the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, but there is no Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah.
So the Ramah, the Gedolei HaPoskim, are quoting Yerushalmi that we don't have in our hands. We don't have that Yerushalmi.
Oh.
They're quoting Yerushalmi. See, Yerushalmi says, the problem is we don't have that Yerushalmi.
We physically don't have it.
We looked at Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, and that Gemara doesn't appear there. So where does the Ramah says I have Yerushalmi? Did he have another print of the Yerushalmi? Or it was just a different source, and because they didn't have a lot of Sfarim in those days, it got mixed up? I don't know the answer. But the point is, everybody is quoting the Gedolei HaPoskim, but quoting Yerushalmi that we don't have. The Shulchan Aruch says, now let's see the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, actually, with the Ramah, brings both. So first of all, we'll start with the Ramah. After Shonoch says the beginning, he says in the Torah, he says, "V'noyagim leechol tapoach motak b'dvash." We eat apple with honey. For it's chadish shalom shana tayva. Should be a good year. Chenoyagim. That's a minhag. V'yeshoich limi moinim. You eat also pomegranates. V'oymin near brisches kirim. He said near brisches kirim. V'noyagim leechol. Once again, let me just finish. V'noyagim leechol baso shomen. Chol benitiko. You good meat. Good meat. That's in Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Oichlin roish kevis. You eat the head of the sheep. Loimen yele roish v'lo razon. The similar would be the head, not the tail. All these rotsons. V'zef leishi yitzchok. Now says the Ramah. Yesh medaktik, like you mentioned before. Shaloi lechol agoyzim. Don't eat nuts. Shegos v'gemat yechet. And then he brings another reason. Roish shemar v'kicho v'nio v'vat v'tfilo cause you not to have a lot of saliva. V'oichim elo nor l'arapasuk v'tachos to yosem kol chatosam. Says tashlich as part of this whole thing. Tashlich is going to simen. V'gam noegim enzeramo shaloi lisha mirem Rosh Hashanah u'minog nachoin hu. He agrees with it. Don't slip in Rosh Hashanah. Slip in Rosh Hashanah is a bad simen, bad omen. So as we mentioned, according to the Mashal, according to maybe the Meiri, that simen l'chor doesn't make. You know, that should not be a problem. And therefore, the Ramah brought two Sfarim.
Even because it's bad, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Or because it's bad, it's not a problem. Or according to the Mir, it's an inspiration. What has to do with inspiration? The Darkei Moshe brings people that argue in it. But the Ramah says, the Ramah and the Dakavosh is the same person. The Dakavosh is the sefer he wrote on the tour. And the Ramah is what he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch, he goes, it's a later sefer. He wrote, minute, that's a good minute. Don't sleep in Rosh Hashanah.
It seems odd to have Tashlich in the middle of the these simanim.
So also you see, it's like another simon, which is a good point. I don't know, we don't have time to go into that too much.
But the list, is that written somewhere? Because we said, so according to some opinions, it has to be written somewhere. So that list that you did, Torah brings down, that you just read, is that written somewhere?
What do you mean written somewhere?
Where's he getting it from?
Oh, it's a minhag. He brings the minhag. That's a minhag.
But he's not getting it from a Gemara.
The like, Gemara, so the Gemara just brought a few things. And he brought he brought others.
The
he
first
brought,
opinion, the Mordechai would disagree.
Yeah, he brought others.
It's
he,
not written somewhere.
He brought the Gemara brings the source, and he added a few more things. The different minhag that we have. The Mogen Avraham says, look at the Mogen Avraham on the left side. This, I have two Mogen Avraham. The second we'll get to in a second. But the first one I want to look into is Seif Katan Vav. He says Shaloi Lishon. Says Ari, the Rizal. He says, after chatzoyis, you're allowed to sleep.
Right.
So, you know, your mazel woke up with davening at kiss. But that's what he says.
By the time
you finish that. He brings the bach and says, you could sleep in Rosh Hashanah. He says, by the way, if you were just not doing anything, you're not learning, you're not davening, not saying tehillim, if you're sitting down schmoozing, just go to sleep. Right? There's no pukah. You're not adding too much if you're not sleeping. That's what the Mogen Avraham means. But you see, he brings the idea of sleeping, and here you see another cool over here, the Arizal. The Arizal said that's only, even that concept of a bad omen is only till Chatzos, not after Chatzos. And also, that's what we bring over here. If you look at the Liyar Rabo, that comes below the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabo brings, it's a good minuk. The Levush, another place, he did not bring it. Near the sphere of the Shoyk, which calls the Bach, he brings the Bach. Shemar Shal Demaran Mayar Regulation. He did sleep. Chemogen Avraham Shemar Arid Mutar Shachar Chatzoyus. Shkvar Itol Mar Chatzoyus Kiyus. He brings out the physic Gamma Yoshe Botar Kiyosh Tami. So we see over here. First, what I want to bring about sleeping, for example. First, we see the bad omen Rosh Hashanah, the bad simin, is not so clear that it's a problem. Two is that Arid says after Chatzoyus he could, and there's Maran says he could, but it's a minhag. There's a minhag not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. So just to point out the source of it, there is this debate. If this thing exists or not.
Why don't they bring up the incident with Ezra?
They bring the pasuk.
They said,
go eat your food. Eat, yeah.
And why isn't going to sleep the same concept?
It doesn't say that in Ezra to sleep.
I understand, but the what's the idea of go ahead and eat?
What's he talking about?
He brings the idea to eat fat meat because the pasuk in Ezra says to eat fat meat. That's the idea.
Yeah, but why was he saying that? What was the reason for him saying
that? To
be
happy.
Don't worry. Right, because we have... Because the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is Hamelach.
Right.
And the idea is that you can have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch.
Right.
Everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Right? That's why we don't sit and fast the whole day for 48
right. hours. It's a good child. It's a good child.
Going to sleep would be the same idea.
It's an interesting... Right, it's a good question what you're asking. I just want to... It seems like this would probably be its own share. That was the original show I wanted to do, at Sichus Rosh Hashanah, but it comes out to be that this would maybe breed a difference between a bad sign, which is one thing, and the concept that you are fearing the din of a Kodesh Baruch. Two concepts. But you're right, it's a good question. How do you put these two things together? Now, so I wanted to point out the idea, this is what I'm bringing here, the idea of the question, how do you push them together? The idea of simonim, together with the idea of a bad omen, of nichush. So and the Aleph Kamina Maisa regarding the bad things that we have now, we see Lalocho, the Minog brings to do it. By the way, the Rambam doesn't bring it all the same on Rosh Hashanah. Now the good, now the bad. And then first we discuss it. Why not? The Rambam, it's a Gemara. The Rambam will come to summarize the Gemara. Why doesn't he bring it? So that's a question why the Rambam doesn't bring it all. Not the good, not the bad. Now, what I wanted to, just
and which
to
is
dedicate...
The Sanhedrin that you're doing on Tuesday, or is it the Horius and the...
No, what he says in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't seem Rosh Hashanah to any Simonim. Even the Gemara brings it.
Right, but the main source of Simonim in Rosh Hashanah is Krisos and Aharios, or
yes.
Is this, that's the main source?
Yeah. Now, what I want to dedicate the next last few minutes of the shiur over here, is just regarding the Simonim, just a few halachas lamaisa, when you do a Simon in Rosh Hashanah, how exactly you do it? So first of all, the Mogen Avraham says, you have the Mogen Avraham here in the middle of the page, that he says, the Shonar brings that you say he rotsu, right? You say the Simon, and you pronounce, what do you want the simon to do? So he brings over here, mashma, or your mashma, first you eat, then you say the yiratzon. Why? Shalom lafsik. Oh, because you do a bracha by praise. You want to eat right away. And then the answer. You say Yirotzon, you say Bracha, you say Yirotzon, and then you eat. It's all about the Sefirah de Loicha Shivez. That's not an answer because it's like part of the Bracha. And he brings the Bach, it says similar to what we do regarding the Zechalifasi. So he brings the Machlekes. Do you do the Yirotzon before eating or not? He concludes and he says, So first of all, the Gemara says that you want to make sure that you don't have to do a bracha on the thing. So you do a bracha. Usually we'll see now what comes first. But we do a bracha as by praise. The first thing you eat, and then you say you want to. So, and then the other ones you can do the Yerotzah before, because you already did the bracha.
So the only thing that you need a bracha for
is the first one.
The fruit. Everything else you don't need a bracha for.
Most of them are fruits.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, the car, right? Most of them are fruits. Or vegetables.
Right.
Now, what do you...
Only fruit you have to make a
separate bracha. Right. The question over here is, the question is, what do you do? What is the first bracha that you do? What is it? So, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned what? I mean, after Amud Sechen Hot, obviously. And you do Boy Prayates. What is the first simen that you eat?
Depends if he's Sephardic or Ashkenazi.
So, the...
We have an Iraqi list. It's different than the Ashkenazi.
The halacha, it's really... it's coming from Minhagim, and here where the issue is. The Ramah brings the beginning, if you realize, when the mother we read, said... So what is the simen that we eat? He brings tapuach with vash. You eat apple and honey. And then, kenoyagim, that's a minug. V'yesh oichlim, some of us also do rimoinim, right? Though, it seems, from the different price scheme, that there was some minug to eat only apple and honey. Only apples. That's the later, mechabrim bring, that some minugim bring, that's the only thing they do, is the apple, shut up to Mizuka, that's all you need. It's a good year. But we go ahead, we have enough to do more. So the question is, what comes first? So what is the big issue of what comes first? The big issue is, tamarim, dates, right, and remoinim, pomegranates, is Shiva Seminim.
Right.
Shiva Seminim, usually in brachas, comes before any other foods.
Right.
You have to do the Shiva Seminim before you do an apple.
Sure.
So, l'chur, that should come first. Now, the main simon of Rosh Hashanah, as Rambam mentioned, is tapuach with vash, because that's the main one. That's the idea of Shana Torah Sukkah. Just to mention, usually you mention Divrei Haggadah, the Maharal brings, what is tapuach with vash? Because tapuach is the hardest fruit.
Okay,
so it's a difficult, at the din. You take the din, which is the tapuach hard, you put it in the honey, you make your din sweet. That's the idea, and that's how you do tapuach with vash. So and that's why that was the main thing. The book with Vash, also me, that's what you say. Techadish lein shana toivu mesuka. Everything else is very specific. Shana toivu mesuka is the book with Vash. So the idea of the book with Vash is like the main thing. So the army minhagim brought down that tapuach is the first one, because that's the main one. But the problem is, what about Shiva Saminim?
That's a bigger problem.
Okay. So we have a really machlokes in the poiskim. Where does the machlokes come from? The machlokes comes from the following. The Shulchan Aruch is Siman Reish Yudalef, the Hilchos Brachos, brings a machlokes. What is the main thing? Well, if you look at Sif Aleph, and there he says, Ha'olafonu mini peris arpi. He has a lot of fruits. That comes from the Perek of Kitzam Evachim. Im b'kir sev shofas, they all have the same bracha. V'yesh b'neim imin shiva. He has one, which is the Shiva Saminim. Magdi min shiva afal b'shei nechof. If you start the Shiva Saminim, even though he doesn't like it that much, that's halacha shorah, brings halacha Sif Aleph. See, Beis brings all those who argue. Who is that? The Rambam. Ule Rambam, imayam min echad choviv lo yoser. If it's something that he likes more, pein shevik esen shavois, pein shein shavois, pein shesh min shiva, pein shein shiva, magdi machoviv lo yoser shav.
Based on what you like.
The Rambam says, what you like comes first. Really, machlokes. The question is, how do you pass? So Shulchan Aruch says, it brings the main halacha is you go shiva semenim. The Rambam says the go based on chavi. What do we paskin like? So pashas was poiskim old. You go to halacha shiva shulchan aruch and you do shiva seminim. But the Taz says no, it's a machlekes and we don't know who to go. You can choose anyone you want.
Mm.
Based on that comes the machlekes over here. So the Rishon Zalman in the Halicha Shleimer, he brings, look at the in the bottom on the right. says ba'achilas semini b'Rosh Hashanah l'simon atova kafosh b'kol shochanoch yesh lahagdim levarach al atomer. You should do the date first, or the rimon. If you don't have a date, you do in the pomegranate. Kshein l'atomer ulaechloi lifnei shar minim for Hashem Hashem. You should do before all the minim ki u'mishiva semini sheyishtabach merit Yisrael, because that is shiva semini. He brings the footnote over there. It says the loik kamoi shenagu rabbi levarach tchilah atpoch. May do the apple first. She's kirua poiskim. Why? Because you have this banana, so everything got torn. We have dates. It's like the mutchila, and that's he brings the that thought. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld mentioned in Loch Eretz Yisrael. We're gonna get back to in a second what he continues in that footnote. Who's the one who argues? So one of the big source that we have is the Kafachaim. Kafachaim is the Sfardi Poisek, and he brings over there. He says v'kachu da'as ha'achronim u'mashim v'orgel tapor v'lo atvoyin shumin zayin. Why do you do tapor before the shayshes aminim? It's a minak. Siman toif. So then he says another thing we'll see in a second. And he says, the poiskim being, what's the idea? He's soimich on the Rambam. What's the Rambam? Rambam says, whatever you like more, you do first. In Rosh Hashanah, we all like the apple more than the dates, because the apple is a better siman. So we enjoy, that's the main siman of Rosh Hashanah. So because it's more chavi, that's the thing that we enjoy more, we're happy with it more, you can do it first based on the Rambam. That's a mini bring. But Pasha Loch Lamai says that we pass in the Shiva Saminim should come first, as the Shulchan Aruch says. The Rambam holds whatever is Chavi more. Right. So Rosh Hashanah, we want to be Soymech then to do that, so the Kav HaChaim says.
The Kav HaChaim agrees with the Rambam.
He brings that Minna. That says that's what the Minna is Soymech. Now, in the footnote of Shul Zaman, and then I saw also that Rashul Kamenevsky brings it as well, that there is a solution. If you want to be yotze both minhagim, you want to do the apple first, because that's the main simen, and that's the minhag to book with vash, to do it first. On the other hand, you want to go ki'ikar ha'alocha, that shiva simen should come first. So what do? Make sure that the only thing that comes to the table first is the apple, without the dates. If whatever's in front of you, you don't have any requirement, to, even though you're intending to eat the dates later, to do a bracha on a date which is not in front of you. On the table you have right now on the apples, you do a bracha on the apples. Then you bring the dates to that table. So that's a good pshara, right? A good compromise to do shittas. You do the apple first, even though you have to do the dates. The date's not there, you bring it later.
Would you have to make another bracha though?
No.
It's not here?
No, but I have in mind it's going to come. Meaning, it's not brachas.
Usually it doesn't work.
Meaning, it does. Meaning, anything that comes on the table
is
yaitzev yidichayev. If I know that I'm going to have many fruits coming on the table, I'll do one bracha in the beginning, and it all comes. I know it's coming.
Even if you don't know what's coming.
If I know it's coming, I know fruits are coming. Okay. But, legabe, the idea that you need to choose, what is the bracha? You're doing one bracha only. It's a special halacha, ketzav brachim. I need to do the bracha on what? What should I pick out of my hand and eat first? So that is a din only one is in front of me. I don't have to wait for that fruit to come, and it means I don't have to eat. Right now it's not here, so I do the bracha. What is in front of me right now?
Is there any issue with holding both in your hands and then only biting into the apple first?
It's not going to help. Yeah, because it might say, the bracha goes, this halacha is regarding biting first. That's what we're talking about.
What happens if you're biting both at the same time?
So then you have to, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear, maybe. Maybe.
The only thing is, you have that with wine, though. If you bring out a new bottle of wine during the meal,
you said to have a meeting.
You get to make Baruch Pei again.
No, you said to have a meeting. Don't say Baruch Pei. To have a meeting is doing Baruch Pei. To have a meeting is Baruch Pei Shvach. It's not because of the name.
You have to make it a separate bottle. When you bring it out afterwards.
Yeah, but that's a separate thing. That's a concept of thanking Hashem for the great enjoyment that we have. It's a little different than Baruch Pei Shvach.
That we do. It's not enough Baruch Pei. That's a total meeting.
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's a different bracha. So that's just one of Kamina. After we learn about the good simonim, Alef Kamina Aloch of how you do the simonim, what you do over here, and we mentioned that the sleeping is a minna to do it, but again, to be mevatel, not to learn at all, not to do anything at all, yoshevatel ki yoshedam, it doesn't help. And there is what to be said. If someone has a big, just to mention the sleep, two things. First of all, someone who really needs to sleep is going to help it to daven. There is who is b'soymech on. The Rizal said after Chatzos you can sleep, and the Maharam used to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. So there is,
the
even
Maharam
though
this, what?
The Maharam used to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. That's one thing. And the other thing is that you don't want to go ahead and be, you know, and be mevatel if you can't do anything anyway. So it's better to sleep. But then we have over here the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Yerushalmi, everybody's quoting, says man de domich. Rosh Hashanah. Domich means lays down. says if you don't sleep laying down on your bed, mm-hmm. just put your head down on the stand like you're doing yeshivas, so then that's also okay. Because that's the called dummy. You have to lamish lay down to do that. I want to end the shir with the Mishnah Berurah's word lashon.
Why would it be enough to say not to lay down in your bed?
It doesn't say bed, it says domich.
I understand, but why is...
It says domich. It means it's a simon ra that you lay down, so you sleep, your thing will also down. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah ends with something, and this is very, very important to know during these days. We all look if it's a good simonim. We say the bad simonim is also bad, according to the Ramah, we say it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, look at the lashon. He says here on the right side. The lechen pshit is pashut shizor meoy, be very careful. Shelo yichoy spiyom meilo. Don't get angry. Milvad goydele yisur, except the fact that being angry is a big yisur. Kedei shein l'sim en toiv. You want to have a good sign. Like yis sameach libo, you should be happy. Ubatuch b'Hashem rely on Hashem. Im atshuv v'aisif toivim. Don't get angry. You want to do good simonim. The good simonim of the Shana reflect also in our behavior, says the Mishnah Berurah. So Be'ez Hashem, we should behave well in a way that should be a simon toiv, we should have a ksiva v'chasim toiv, kugah ben shtayor, we should shtag together in the next year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.